Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Q leaps up and he made the catch!
What a catch by now Cardinals prospect Tommy Jew, who apparently injured himself on June 1st badly enough they had to bring the cart out for
like
him.
This June 1st?
Yeah, like just last week. I'm sure it didn't help his draft stock to have a, whatever it is, a busted ankle or whatever
healed up.
He's down with, but good luck to him. Good luck in St. Louis. Thank everybody who joined us today. Brian Geltzeiler and Mike Florio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's who we hung out with today.
Yeah,
and we heard
cool.
a little bit from Matt Nagy because he was on the Molly and Haw show.
Yeah.
That was a good time for everybody.
Jay and Rick and Ray and Brian Gertz and Z-Pack and everybody else. Lawrence Holmes is here, and I reached out to a Cubs source who does confirm that, yes, this has been an ongoing push that has been going on for weeks to try to get Craig Kimbrell, and people in the building over at Wrigley are optimistic.
Literally just got this widget saying that that's what Ken Rosenthal is now reporting.
Yep.
Yeah.
That the Cubs are in on Kimbrell.
They are pushing hard for him, and why not?
I mean, it makes sense.
It's the area you've needed the most, like, since the season began. He's a guy that costs only money. He comes with some risks. Everybody does.
And you got some salary flexibility because Ben Zobrist still isn't back.
And the other news I got on that, and I'm reading directly from my Cub guy who says, currently Zobrist sees no way he can come back right now because of what are called unresolved issues. So it just remains in limbo.
And now he's been gone since May 8th. Because now you're talking about we got to ramp him back up again, too. Like, even if he were to come back.
Well, that's a minimum of 3 weeks.
Right.
Or maybe even after the All-Star break.
Yeah, that's what
possible.
I would think is the soonest that he could come back and be a part of your deal. So if you have some salary relief where you can go and chase Kimbrell and you feel like you've fixed some of the other problems and you've had Carlos Gonzalez and all this other stuff, okay. Then let's move.
Well, the other question that comes with Kimbrell, too, and I suppose a team would want to have some sense of it, is how much do you need in terms of minor league playing time? How many innings do you need to throw before you're ready to face live hitters? And I guess, you know, if he signs with the Cubs or anybody else, how much of a factor did that play in negotiations? Like, if one team is, wow, we need you in 2 weeks, and Craig's like, I need four. I don't know. I mean, that's playing into it some.
So to do my best Dan Bernstein impersonation, I talked with a former GM last week.
Well, how does that get you closer to a championship?
Kimbrell. Well, that would be the thing that you would say. And then something about Devin Hester.
Something
and then
like
all
that,
sorts of other stuff.
Oh, and that Dan Hampton was the greatest defensive player on that 85 championship.
He's right about that.
Of course, he's right about that.
The guy was an all-pro at tackle and at end.
Doesn't mean I have
at all
like
four
it.
Positions.
That's right.
He played all four.
And yet was not in the top 10. But that's another story for another day.
Of course it is.
I talked with a former GM that when I broached the subject of, oh, you know, Boris is saying that Kimbrell can just be inserted, said, no bleeping way is that possible. And the reason that it's not possible is because, one, I need to put my eyes on him.
Yeah,
I would like to see him pitch. And then the other thing is sure, he might be able to go out there right now and pitch an inning. My question is, what happens to him the next day?
Yep.
And until I'm convinced that he is in Major League Baseball shape and pitching in front of crowds a little bit different than pitching sim games and pitching to 4A players, a little bit different than pitching to minor league players or major league players, he said minimum 3 weeks. Where before he would be comfortable putting Kimbrell on the major league roster.
That puts you through, I mean, call it through June, and now you're pitching, what, 2 weeks of July, maybe 3 weeks in total before the All-Star break. I guess the other question that goes with this is, and it's the right one to ask, how many times can you get back up in that bullpen? You know, can you pitch Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Or now do you need 2 days off? Like, what is the issue here? I wouldn't worry so much about the mental aspect of that for Craig Kimbrell. But, you know, if the mind is willing but the body isn't quite able yet, that's something that you've got to have your own
That's
eyes
what
on.
This former GM was saying, that the physical part of it is really important. And you might think that you're ready, but it's like this in baseball all the time. Guys will tell you that a fall league start different, a Arizona league start different, Cactus League start different.
Plus, if I'm the Cubs, or really any team signing Kimbrell or a veteran who's had kind of a wonky year last year where the fastball wasn't quite right and the breaking ball was shaped a little bit differently than it had been in years prior, I'd want to get him in front of the cameras, whether it's the Kinetrax or whether it's your Edutronic or whether it's your Upsoto or all three of them. I'd want to do a session or two in there and see what we can reshape, see what we can work on. I mean, even if you are some old salty vet who wants nothing to do with the numbers on anything,
just
hell,
give me the ball.
If I can fix a pitch here or there and make you a guy that can get back to the big leagues a little bit faster, so be it.
Look, if the Cubs are the team that had the one guy that called Kyle Ryan, there's no way they are a team ignoring exactly what you're saying right now.
I don't think they're
absolutely going over all that stuff.
I don't think that they're ignoring it either.
No, I'm just saying
that if the expectation is the Cubs sign Kimbrell, he's here tomorrow.
No, that's
not how that's probably going to work. The thing is that I don't think they need him right now. That what you're hoping is that
right now.
Like in the moment, right now, what you're hoping is that when you have some games of consequence in the second half of the season, that you will have your bullpen the way that you want it to go. And when I had Joe on yesterday, he said he's starting to feel more comfortable with Carr Edwards Jr. getting back into some of those high leverage situations again. But we know that that's not to close. But if you can go Edwards Jr. Strope, Kimbrell, that's not a bad way to finish things off in a tight game.
All right, is Morrow toast?
I think you have to write him off. I mean, as a Cub fan, not as an organization, that would be dumb, because even if he can get you two strikeouts sometime in October, like, that obviously is helpful. But I don't know that I can factor him in at this point.
How many times has he had to start over? This is the third time that he's had to start over.
Yeah, talk about Zobrist's tie line. I mean, Morrow couldn't be ready before the All-Star break, could he?
This looks dunzo.
I don't want to call it a career for the guy, but if you're asking me, can he help the 2019 Cubs, my answer would be I'd be shocked if he were going to help them.
Another thing we can address with Theo tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's absolutely.
What time is he coming on the show tomorrow?
11 o'clock.
Oh, great.
So a lot of newsy stuff, a lot of chance to get the latest information on all these and find out the shape of this draft. Not just at the top, but what they're trying to accomplish with everything. Another draft of the books, and it's a time it couldn't be better.
You guys talk with my guy Gelty today?
Of course. Oh, yeah.
I love Brian.
Yeah, you don't so much talk to him, it's just sort of listen to him.
He just sounds like the East Coast.
He does.
He's just an angry East Coast basketball guy.
I don't think he's angry. He likes Jim Boylan.
Everyone likes Jim Boylan.
He's on the island.
It's not an island.
He likes him as a coach.
Okay.
That might be an island. I'm sorry for not specifying.
Yeah.
He applauds Garpax for finding him, extending him, backing him. He's a big fan of Jim Boylan, basketball coach.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, It's kind of like finding out your parents are actually humans, you know? You do that whole thing. Everybody has that moment of realization where you're like, oh, they're not abject authority on everything. They are everybody's human, as it turns out. It's pretty crazy.
Well, they're trying with the staff. They're trying.
Well, they're Ronzooking it. You remember that year I was talking to Cody Westerlund, who said they got it was Paul Petrino, I think. They sort of butched
up all
the guys around Ronzook. And then it was the same year that they went up by they scored a go-ahead touchdown to go up by two, or they go up by three, and they went for 2 for some reason, and they didn't get it, and they ended up losing, and Zook couldn't explain after the game why and what the difference was sort of between 4
Who's
and 5.
Who's got your card?
Oh, Zucker. Mind, right?
There's a card,
right? That was buddy.
It was the same. It's like, well, you know, they tried. They did all they could do.
There's
but
a card.
There's literally a card.
There's a card that has all of the situations, and you should just use.
Yeah, 4 would have been just right. There. Just, you didn't need 5.
Oh, my God. That is awful. Yeah. That is really awful. Well, gentlemen, thank you, as always.
Of course.
Good to see you. The Bernstein and McKnight Show. Check them out every day, 9 a.m. until noon.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.